the rollout of the Affordable Care Act has been rather bumpy.
I received the letter, my health coverage will be discontinued.
I got through that, and then it kind of went zzz.
It says, you know, invalid password.
I apologize. I'm accountable to you for fixing these problems.
Healthcare.gov works great now.
As you just heard President Obama say, enrolling improved. The Pulse has been following several individuals throughout this process, and now that the main deadline has passed to sign up this year, we wanted to check in and see how is it working out. The Pulse's Alana Gordon found that persistence appears to be paying off for one determined jazz singer.
62-year-old Suzanne Cloud of Collingswood, New Jersey, is a musician and adjunct professor who wasted no time last fall logging on to healthcare.gov to try to find coverage. For years, she's had a routine when she had to see a doctor. The receptionist would first ask, "Do you have insurance?"
I'd say, no, I'm one of the 52 million Americans who don't have insurance.
She'd say it loud enough so everybody in the waiting room could hear her.
Some would clap, some would look at me like I was insane, and other people would just kind of, you know, smirk under their hand or something. It was funny, but I would do that no matter what doctor's office I was in.
Cloud was blunt because so many of her musician friends are too embarrassed to talk about their health, and they suffer. She's watched some die prematurely. And she's also held off on some of her own care, all due to cost. But on a recent visit to the doctor, she started a new routine with the receptionist.
Yes, I'm here. I have an appointment with Dr. Minari.
Dr. Minari, okay, you can go ahead and sign in for me, and I will be with you momentarily.
Okay, and I've got insurance.
All right, hang on to that for me.
Cloud flashes her new shiny insurance card across the counter. She's one of at least 3 million people nationwide who enrolled in Medicaid since the fall through the Affordable Care Act. She qualified because New Jersey expanded its eligibility guidelines, allowing low-income single adults to sign on. The process was confusing for all those technical reasons plaguing the system's rollout, but by mid-January, she was finally set.
Hello. Hey. How are you? So how are you?
I'm doing good. I guess you saw my last.
Today,
test, right?
Cloud meets with her longtime doctor, Mary Minari. She's affiliated with Cooper. It's been about a year since they've seen each other.
What I'd like to see, what I want to do since I've got insurance now, is to get some appointments if you think I need it.
The two talk about how their medical decisions can change because of Cloud's new insurance. Cloud can access different medications now. Dr. Minari admits caring for Cloud when she didn't have coverage made her anxious.
You know, it's nerve-wracking because you know, there's certain risk of, you know, premature heart disease, strokes, et cetera. And, you know, you really want to make sure that you provide the best preventative care you can, especially for a diabetic. And to know, like, right off the bat that we're limited, it's nerve-wracking. All right, I got 125 over 70 here.
Well, that's more normal.
Swing your legs around. Let me check the other arm just for a bit.
Minari checks Cloud's blood pressure. She says she's in good shape. After their visit wraps up and Minari leaves the exam room, Cloud says she's surprised by what her doctor told her.
As a patient, you're always panicked anyway, you know. But until I heard her today, I didn't realize how much stress that must put on a doctor as well.
Cloud then walks out of the office with a stack of specialist referrals and prescriptions.
I'm feeling very happy. I'm ecstatic. You know, I got, you know, it's really lifts an entire weight off my shoulders. I can't tell you.
Next, she's off to the hospital. But not for her. She's picking up a musician friend who recently suffered from a burst appendix. She's been bugging him, too, about getting health coverage. For The Pulse, I'm Alana Gordon.
The Pulse has been following several people through the rollout of the Affordable Care Act, and now that the deadline has passed to sign up for this year, we wanted to see how are things working out. Alana Gordon checked back in with a woman who was initially on the fence about what plan to pick and whether she should pick one at all.
33-year-old Danielle Gatto of Philadelphia was diagnosed with Crohn's, an inflammatory bowel disease, in 2005. She learned this through a painful, unanticipated trip to the ER. She was uninsured.
The very first time that I went to the hospital with a Crohn's disease flare before I was diagnosed or knew what it was, I ended up racking up like a $40,000 bill.
Gatto, a restaurant manager and freelance video producer, says thankfully she got into a charity care program through the hospital. She did not want to be in that situation again, but found it nearly impossible to find private health coverage. Insurers kept rejecting her.
You know, it seemed that people who needed the health care the most were not able to get it, which just feels sort of absurd.
Gatto does now have what she describes as a very bare-boned plan. It doesn't cover her medicine, and it has a limited number of doctor's visits. So it didn't bother her when her insurer notified her the plan would be canceled this spring.
I wasn't too worried about it because I figured, well, no problem. I'm going to get a better insurance anyway through the marketplace.
But when she started looking for new options, she was overwhelmed by the choices and differences in coverage.
And the idea of kind of gambling and saying, like, well, I don't think I'm going to get sick, but if I get this amount of sick, it'll cover that.
The biggest blow, a treatment she's put off for Crohn's, didn't appear to be covered. She thought about keeping her current coverage as long as possible. After a lot of back and forth, weighing premiums, deductibles, she recently settled on a plan. Hospital visits appear to be covered, regardless of whether she's admitted. But she's really worried about the fine print.
How is this actually going to work out? You know, what's going to happen? I mean, eventually I'm going to end up in the hospital. What's going to happen? Is it going to be covered?
Gatto says there is one lesson she's learned that gives her some comfort amid all this uncertainty.
From dealing with these health insurance things and this disease for so long, I now realize how many ways around things there are.
Gatto says getting needed care when there are gaps requires being savvy and persistent, finding discounts, negotiating how services are billed. Her new coverage kicks in later this spring. She says already she's initiating these kinds of conversations with providers.
Pulse reporter Alana Gordon has been following the rollout of the Affordable Care Act, and today she's catching up with some of the people she met as they were trying to enroll. For the system to work, officials are banking on young, healthy people to sign up. Gordon checked in on a guy who might as well be a poster child for this effort, but he almost didn't sign up.
24-year-old Nathaniel Scott of Philadelphia doesn't make a lot of money, but he still sees the value in having health insurance. What if the unexpected happens and he needs emergency care?
And then after I get out, I get, you know, a bill from the hospital for like thousands and thousands of dollars, and then my head's spinning saying, oh my goodness, how am I going to pay all this?
Scott lives with his younger sister in the house where they grew up. Just over a year ago, their mom died of an autoimmune disease. Scott says that furthered his desire to be responsible.
With everything falling on me, now being the head of household, there's other people that I have to think about, not just myself.
Scott works in IT, but his employment situation has been tenuous. Promising full-time work fell through when the sequester hit last year. So in November, he looked into his health insurance options through the marketplace.
Yeah, they're still processing a few things.
Scott pulls out several invoices. He, too, fell in a technical labyrinth of lost applications and mistakes. He finally figured most of it out by December and selected a slimmed-down plan available to young people because it was the cheapest. But he then realized he'd still have to pay a lot out of pocket first before any coverage kicked in.
To be honest, I'm still as confused today as I was when I first started enrollment back in early November.
He debated dropping the coverage. Confusing matters more, he got some contract IT work in January. That increased his eligibility for insurance discounts through the marketplace.
So that's definitely a positive.
Less positive, his sister lost her previous health coverage. Scott sought help to see if he could put her on his plan, but it was too expensive. For people like Scott, who experience so-called life-changing events like a new job, he can apply for more time to sign up for coverage this year. But at this point, he's tired of dealing with it. He'll keep his $200 a month plan.
I wish it were lower, but it's nice to have it than to not have it.
Scott's keeping his fingers crossed he'll get more work, and in the meantime, is trying to help out his sister as much as he can. For The Pulse, I'm Alana Gordon.